This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're almost out of time. I want to try to jam some calls in here. But I want to get closing comments from our guests, Viva Fry and Robert Barnes. George in Connecticut wants to talk about legal fight against lockdowns. Go ahead and make your point or ask your question. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm in occupied Democratic territory of Connecticut, which you can all understand that.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm in senior housing, and they're trying to implement the old mask mandate. They're closing down our little gym here so that people can stay healthy.
Oh, I told people in August it's coming back everywhere, yeah.
So I'm wondering, what ways can I maybe hit them with some sort of legal avenues and say, look, open up the gym. That creates more problems.
Yeah, so you live in senior housing. They're closing your gym. You pay for. It's an excuse to pull back services. Go ahead. Barnes will answer, but go ahead.
Basically what I'm getting at. But they want to expand this to the point where you have you have to be like in a prison. That's basically what I'm getting at.
Yeah, they're trying to bring back the lockdowns everywhere now, as I told people. Barnes, what do we do about this?
Yeah, well, that's why we continue to bring those suits back at the time, even when after the rules and restrictions were lifted, we continued to fight them because we knew that they were going to try to do this again, try to do it all over again. So it depends on the circumstance or situation as to what your rights are. Sometimes your property rights are being improperly taken. Sometimes your rights.
Well, look at St. Louis. They brought it back for 2 days, had to reverse it last week.
Exactly. Sometimes you have religious rights to object. Sometimes you have rights to object based on your medical health.
But what about he pays for that gym? Why can't he use it?
I think he could. I think that any effort to deprive him of that is depriving him of a property right. It may be a contract breach. It may be issues that relate to ADA or senior citizens protection, which has separate laws that protect it. So usually there's a way to seek legal relief.
Well, let me ask this question. They're clearly trying to bring it back. Mail-in ballots are still there, but they want the fear, right?
Oh, completely. And control. It's all about control. It's always about control.
So, sir, any other questions? I mean, I mean, Connecticut is just super corrupt, as we know, probably one of the most corrupt states in the country, if not the most. But, yeah, it's just pure hysteria, pure get the seniors together, sign a petition, demand your rent back, that they're not giving you a service you paid for. I mean,
yeah, well, bottom line, I think they want to basically scare us into taking more shots, which I think the word's out on just about everybody that this is detrimental.
Well, that's it. They're doing it to make you take the boosters. You cut to the chase, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I think is going on, and I certainly don't want that to happen because let's face it, then there's shedding, and then even though I didn't take the shots, other people will be shedding off on me or when I get in the elevator, so then they're putting my health at danger.
Well, I'm not telling you what to do, but even as a layperson, you file a lawsuit on them or threaten it, that'll take money away. They're just being told by their corporate owners, their ESG, to do it. So just say, hey, I pay for that damn gym. You're not going to close it.
Good idea. Thank you very much.
You're smarter than I am. I mean, but it really is a royal screw job, isn't it? Viva Fry, closing comments.
It's to induce terror. The only problem for the caller, I suspect that he might not have enough public support. Maybe he does. If there's enough support of enough of the residents, you might be able to get somewhere. I suspect the problem is a lot of people are like, yeah, I want to be safe.
Yeah, they
want to
lock them up and give them no services and then next not let their family come and next put them on ventilators. They want to lock you down. They want prisoners. They want captives. They want hostages.
That's exactly the case. And the only way that doesn't happen is that we collectively continue to resist in every way we possibly can.
I mean, listen to that. A man at a retirement home that pays
for. And it worked so well for the first 3 years. Go back to masks and go back to isolation as if the isolation didn't kill countless people. So, yeah, it worked so well the first time. Let's do it again. It's insanity doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
Yeah, he can pull up all the articles admitting the isolation killed tons of people. That's a great point. All right, guys, incredible job. Sorry to Daryl and Chad. I'll call you back tomorrow. Give us your name and number. We've got Roger Stone loaded for bear. Big special on the election. Huge breaking intel. Talks to Trump every day. He's coming up. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Amazing 2 hours.
been fantastic.
Absolutely. Glad to be here. And everybody continue to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Continue to support Amos Miller. Continue to fight the right cause, because you are the resistance. You are the key. As long as you hold the line, we can all hold the line and protect liberty for the future.
And Eva Fry, where do we find you?
EvaBarnesLaw.locals.com for everything. And thank you, Alex. We'll come back anytime.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit.
But the hand of the Lord.
But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation. Triumphantly, won't you help to sing these songs of freedom?
These songs of freedom.
It's all I ever have.
All right, the great Roger Stone takes over for the balance of the hour. Then the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. With Harris Smith sitting in for Owen Stroyer, who's taking some well-deserved time off with family after prison for his speech. Wow, so much to talk about, so much to cover. With the persecution of Trump, with that stage trial in D.C., the judge already found him guilty, no jury, wouldn't even let him have closing arguments, as if it's even a real trial. So insane. The Iowa caucus, the word is they're getting ready to have people step down. Chris Christie already has. Roger Stone's got the inside scoop of the Stone Zone right now. Roger Stone.
Alex, thanks for having me in for the Alex Jones Show. It's always great to be here. I feel like I'm back home because the 16 months in which I co-hosted the War Room with Owen Schroyer, I have to honestly say, it's the happiest time of my life.
Well, you're hosted now, brother. I'll be listening. Love you.
Great. Thank you, Alex. Folks, as he just said, if you're unfamiliar with me, I'm Roger Stone. You have to have been living under a rock. I begin you today on a somber note. My sister's son, my nephew, tragically passed away yesterday at age 38 of a fentanyl overdose. So now this fentanyl epidemic, which is being aided and abetted by the policies of the Biden administration, has hit my family directly. So I ask you to join me and everyone in my family in praying for my late nephew, praying for my sister and her family. This comes as a horrific shock to us, as you might imagine. Folks, we have a two-tiered justice system in this country. You don't need to look any further than the treatment of Hunter Biden to see that. Now, Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro, both strong supporters of President Donald Trump, both declined to testify before the January 6th committee. They were very promptly referred to the Justice Department by House Democrats. They were charged. They went to trial. Steve Bannon faces a $6,500 fine and a 6-month prison sentence. Peter Navarro faces a $100,000 fine perhaps as long as several years in prison. They are both, at this moment, free pending appeal. But what of Hunter Biden? Hunter Biden basically first flirted with a demand to the House Oversight Committee that he would refuse to testify. Then he demanded that his testimony be in public. And then when he finally showed up yesterday, as soon as Marjorie Taylor Greene, the firebrand America First congresswoman from Georgia, was to question him, he fled along with his multi-million-dollar sugar daddy from Kevin, a fellow named Kevin Morris, an attorney out of Hollywood who has bankrolled Hunter Biden, paying his past due federal taxes, as well as financing the use of the highest priced lawyers in Washington, specifically Abby Lowell. This is of particular interest to me because on the internet you constantly see people saying, well, Hunter Biden paid his taxes, Roger Stone didn't pay his taxes. Well, let's be very clear. Hunter Biden failed to report between $8 and $10 million of income. My wife and I never failed to report anything. Hunter Biden had a number of tax charges against him were allowed to expire by the U.S. attorney in Delaware. In my case, even though my taxes were about to expire, having been 10 years old and we having made payments on them every month for 6 years without missing a payment, I will have to pay $2 million to the IRS, three quarters of which is interest and penalty. But what of Hunter Biden? It is amazing to me that the House Oversight Committee has actually produced solid bank records and evidence that not only did Joe, but Jim Biden, other members of the Biden family, receive millions of dollars from China, from Ukraine, from Romania. If that is not a high crime and misdemeanor, I really don't know what is. Yet yesterday, when he was to testify, when Marge Green just began to warm up, he actually physically fled. I did think it was somewhat comical when my good friend Ivan Raiklin, who has a great show at worldviewtube.com, asked a Hunter on his way out what kind of crack he preferred. It was a pretty comical moment, but it does illustrate the fact that we have a two-tiered justice system. What will happen now? In other words, will the Biden Justice Department, once they get a referral, which I presume they're going to get from House Republicans to hold Hunter in contempt, will he go to trial? And if he went to trial, if they even charge him, would he be convicted by a D.C. jury? I mean, having faced a D.C. jury and D.C. prosecutors and a D.C. judge, all of whom were extraordinarily hostile, would a D.C. jury actually hold Hunter Biden liable for his actions, or is he subject to a different set of laws? The whole thing is really quite extraordinary. By the way, if you have any doubt whatsoever about the multiple crimes of Hunter Biden, I urge you to go to MarcoPoloUSA.org, MarcoPoloUSA.org. Now, that is a free website. It is a nonprofit organization where Garrett Ziegler, who has worked in the Trump White House, one of the most dynamic young conservatives I know, has painstakingly posted and published every single page of Hunter Biden's famous website, or pardon me, famous laptop. And he has annotated it with footnote notes to make it all very understandable. Several weeks ago, I actually got a subpoena from Hunter Biden's lawyers. I was kind of baffled by this because, well, everything I know about Hunter Biden's laptop, I read in the New York Post or in Breitbart News. But this is based on some Bacocta theory of Kevin Morris that because Dr. Keith Alblow is a friend of mine, and because he treated Hunter Biden for some of his issues, that Alblow cloned Hunter Biden's laptop, gave that the fruits of that to me. I gave them to my lawyer, Tyler Nixon, who in turn gave them to Rudy Giuliani. It's a fairy tale, folks. It's fiction. It's a fraud. It's fake news is exactly what it is. But in this case, I guess I'm kind of used to it. Now I have to go out and raise the money to hire a Delaware-based lawyer. Hunter Biden is part of the unraveling of the Biden presidency. It's why, in my opinion, the Democrats are preparing to replace Joe Biden as their candidate, something that I have predicted for some time. Folks, if you're tuned into InfoWars, I want to remind you that only your loyal patronage at the InfoWars.com store keeps the lights on and keeps the investigative journalism by Alex Jones and the entire team here at InfoWars going. So without your support at InfoWars.com, there cannot be any InfoWars, and InfoWars cannot continue to be the tip of the spear in the fight for truth. So please, folks, before the end of the show, drop by InfoWars.com and go to the store. There are great specials there. I use a number of the products there myself. I'm a strong believer in the high quality of all the products you will get at the InfoWars.com store. While you're at it, you can also go to StoneZone.com and subscribe for absolutely free. That's StoneZone.com. So two must-dos today. Go to the InfoWars.com store, take advantage of the great products and specials going on there, and then after you've done that, please go to StoneZone.com where you can subscribe for absolutely free. We'll be right back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Sitting in for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show. For some time, I have predicted that Joe Biden will not be the nominee of the Democratic Party next November. First of all, the rules have already been rigged to wrap up the nomination for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris early. This is the principal reason why Robert F. Kennedy departed the Democratic nomination process. As he saw, as it was against Bernie Sanders, the rules are rigged for the establishment candidate. But it's important to note that the way the Democratic National Convention is organized, the superdelegates have a disproportionate amount of power. These are delegates who are publicly elected officials and party elected officials who are selected by no one other, of course, than themselves. So even if Joe Biden's name is on the ballot in the primaries and caucuses in the beginning and middle of this year, he could still at any time withdraw his candidacy on the basis of health. My sources in the Democratic Party, yes, I do have some, and they're excellent. They tell me that when President Barack Obama met with President Joe Biden for lunch this past week, that Obama gave Joe the word that he's going to be leaving. This is not surprising based on three factors. First of all, of course, there's the inability of Joe Biden to perform as a candidate. He clearly seems confused, befuddled, doesn't know how to get off the stage, reads the stage directions out loud. There are other times when he appears amped up, like in that hateful harangue the other day, in which he couldn't make any positive case for the accomplishments of his administration and tried to make the next election about Donald Trump, when any election involving an incumbent is about the record of the incumbent. We've seen that record. It is record inflation, which is devastating the working families of America. It is record gasoline prices. They may be manipulated now in anticipation of an election by draining our strategic petroleum reserves, but I think most Americans understand they're going to return to the historic highs that we saw last year. Then, of course, there is the epic rise in the cost of basic groceries, a 76% increase in the cost of basic groceries, and that's if you can find them. Because when I go to the grocery store, I find many of the shelves to be empty. Supply chain issues, we're told, issues that we didn't have under President Donald Trump. So I was one of the first people in the country to say that not only will the nominee not be Joe Biden, but the nominee will be, yes, you heard it here first, Michelle Obama. Let's roll my prediction.
Now, as a veteran of many years in American politics, I'm going to tell you something somewhat shocking. Joe Biden will not be the nominee of the Democratic Party in 2024. Kamala Harris will briefly become president, but the only way in their party they can replace a woman of color is with another woman of color. And yes, you heard it here first. The Democratic nominee for president will be Michelle Obama. They have already rigged their primaries. The reason that they have canceled the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary is to put South Carolina, a state where a majority of the Democratic primaries are primary voters are African Americans. and they will allow Gavin Newsom to purchase the vice presidential nomination, but the Obamas will hold him up for $600 or $800 million to do so. You heard it here first. When Steve Bannon says it in 3 weeks, remember I said it first.
I've slightly revised my view here. There was a time when I believed that Biden would actually resign the presidency. I no longer believe that because since that time, the legal problems for him, his son, his brother, and other members of the Biden crime family have gotten exponentially worse. So Joe Biden cannot afford to give away the legal authority to pardon himself, his brother, and other members of the family. Therefore, I believe that he will remain as president, but simply announce that for reasons of health, he will not run again. Now, as I said in that clip, Kamala Harris is a giant problem for the Democrats. They recognize that she is utterly unelectable. She doesn't have dementia, but she makes even less sense than Joe does. And this week, she finally showed herself. Let's run that.
The things that keep me up, because you don't have control over them.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder, where are we in this? You know, where are our hearts? What's going to happen in this next election? I am terrified about what could possibly happen, because our leaders matter. Who we select, who speaks for us, who holds that bully pulpit, it affects us in ways that sometimes I think people take for granted.
Again, I think Michelle Obama, following the exact trajectory of her husband, before he ran for president, Barack Obama headed a voter registration program called Project Vote. Today, Michelle Obama has founded and is running a voter registration program called When We All Vote, supported with a $26 million check from none other than George Soros. Barack Obama wrote two biographies, Dreams for My Father and The Audacity of Hope. Now, Michelle has written two largely fabricated biographies, Becoming and then The Light We Carry. I would also note that Barack Obama rose to national prominence when he gave the keynote speech at the 2024 Democratic National Convention. And who gave the keynote at the 2020 Democratic National Convention other than Michelle Obama? My good friend Joel Gilbert has an excellent book on this and a companion biography, documentary called Michelle Obama 2024. So I suspect even as we sit here on the Alex Jones Show, there's internecine warfare going on inside the Democratic Party because Dr. Jill Biden has no intention of leaving. She loves the trappings and the pomp and ceremony of being first lady. And, of course, Joe needs the legal protection of the presidency, from which he can essentially allow the legal crucifixion of his chief opponent, President Donald Trump, whose trail to the Republican nomination, I think, is going to get a bit more complicated, but is still inexorable. With the withdrawal of Governor Chris Christie, the dynamics of the Republican race have shifted slightly, but I stick to my prediction. Here's how it will go down. They will go to Kamala Harris. They will promise her a U.S. Supreme Court nomination should they win the presidency and hold control of the Senate. And she, too, will elect not to run, realizing her chances of a lifetime appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court are much better than her prospects to win a general election against a surging Donald Trump. When that happens, remember you heard it here on the Alex Jones Show from Roger Stone. In the meantime, we will be right back.
Genuine. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, pinch hitting for Alex Jones. Unless you've been living under a rock, you saw allegations this week from Mediaite, a left-wing fake news site owned by former MSNBC talking head Dan Abrams, that alleged that they had found an audio that was 4 years old in which I allegedly threatened to assassinate two Democratic politicians. The problem is, of course, that they posted no such audio, and they wouldn't let me listen to any such audio, despite the fact that they asked for a comment. Here's what I said. Since I never said those words, any audio you produce would have to be an AI fabrication. Of course, NBC reported that as Stone claims audio is AI fabrication. I haven't even heard such an audio. If they have it, they should produce it. This is more fake news, clickbait BS from the same Trump derangement syndrome ridden left-wing fake news media outlets who said I was a Russian spy. Now let's get back to the news. People tune into my Sunday show and to the Stone Zone and when I'm here on InfoWars, well, because they're interested in politics. As Mel Brooks said in the History of the World, Part 1, politics, politics, politics. And it's in my blood. That's why I have been intently watching the situation surrounding the upcoming Iowa caucuses and the upcoming New Hampshire primary, which will be followed in very close order by the Nevada primary and caucuses, and then the South Carolina contest, which is a primary in which any party, any person of any party may vote. It is very interesting to see that Chris Christie dropped out of the contest even before the vote next Monday night in the Iowa caucuses. Let's take a look.
My goal has never been to be just a voice against the hate and the division and the selfishness of what our party has become under Donald Trump. It's also been to win the nomination and defeat Joe Biden and restore our party and our country to a new place of hope and optimism in this country. I've always said that if there came a point in time in this race where I couldn't see a path to accomplishing that goal, that I would get out. And it's clear to me tonight that there isn't a path for me to win the nomination, which is why I'm suspending my campaign tonight for President of the United States. I know, and I can see it from some of the faces here, that I'm disappointing some people by doing this. People who believe in our message and believe in what we've been doing. I also know, though, it's the right thing for me to do. Because I want to promise you this. I am going to make sure that in no way do I enable Donald Trump to ever be president of the United States again. And that's more important than my own personal ambition.
There you have it, folks, essentially an admission that Chris Christie's candidacy was a negative force. He had no bigger picture vision for America. He is running out of pique, largely over the fact that he never got a cabinet position from President Donald Trump. Now, it's significant for this reason. Although Chris Christie was running in single digits nationally and running in single digits, low single digits, in Iowa, pertaining to next week's caucuses, he actually reached about 12% in New Hampshire, where liberal republicanism has some greater historical significance. And as he withdraws from the race, a sophisticated analysis of the polling, both public and private, indicates that the vast majority of his votes move to Governor Nikki Haley. Now, let's be very clear. I had Vivek Ramaswamy, who I pre-recorded for my WABC radio show this weekend, who I think laid it out pure and simple. Nikki Haley is the uniparty neocon candidate for president. They are pinning all their hopes on her because they have realized that Joe Biden cannot get reelected, and even switching out Michelle Obama, Democrats may find themselves at an extraordinary disadvantage. So when you analyze what happens, here is the media's dream scenario. Iowa is a caucus. A caucus is very different than a primary. A caucus is different in the sense that in a primary, a voter goes in, either marks their ballot in a machine or in a few rare locations on paper, and they depart. Not so with a caucus. A caucus requires your supporter to show up on an extraordinarily cold night and sit in a drafty fire hall or public school or other location for a meeting that could last an hour or longer. Therefore, you want to have intensity and loyalty among your supporters. Now, in the history of the Iowa caucuses, no one has ever won by more than 12 points. I will say this, Donald Trump and his campaign, with ruthless efficiency and extreme discipline, have built one of the very best voter identification and turnout operations in the history of the Iowa caucuses. Every precinct in the state has not one, but two co-captains to oversee the operation to locate and turn out Donald Trump's voters. And in recent weeks, Trump has actually increased his lead in the polls. But what will be all important, of course, is who is second. Now, Governor Ron DeSantis has spent a small fortune, I would argue, coordinating illegally with a super PAC to try to build an on-the-ground operation. But you can't turn out votes that you don't have. You can't turn out people you haven't convinced. So despite a superhuman effort to essentially live with his wife in Iowa to visit all 99 counties, some would argue to the dereliction of his duties here in Florida, he has still floundered as a distant second. In every poll, Nikki Haley is either climbing up his back or she has slightly surpassed him. Now, Haley has no organization on the ground, unlike Donald Trump, unlike presumably Ron DeSantis. So she is counting on a multi-million dollar media campaign that is financed by some of the biggest liberals in the Democratic Party. How incidental that Larry Fink, the founder of LinkedIn, who is a major Democrat contributor to Joe Biden, is a major funder of Nikki Haley. How extraordinary that Reid Hoffman, a funder of the E. Jean Carroll defamation lawsuit against President Donald Trump in New York, also a man who, according to records released last week, visited Epstein's Island numerous times. Why is he giving to Nikki Haley? Folks, Nikki Haley is she's Dick Cheney in heels. She is the neocon, uniparty, endless foreign war candidate for president, and they're putting all their chips on her. Here's how this will get reported if it goes down as I think it might. The headline would be, Nikki Haley beats Ron DeSantis in Iowa upset. That's the headline. The subhead, in much smaller type, Donald Trump comes in first as expected. You see what I'm talking about. An effort to downplay a well-deserved victory for Donald Trump. Now, pardon me if I've been here before. In 1980, when I was working for Governor Ronald Reagan, Reagan had a 20-point lead going into the Iowa caucuses, but he took them for granted, only dropping in for a handful of large public events.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Orchestrated an American revolution. So what happens then? Well, I think that New Hampshire could develop into a dogfight in which the mainstream media does as much as possible to try to anoint Nikki Haley. Vivek Ramaswamy himself said this, that the deep state, the uniparty, the political establishment really wants to take this down to one candidate versus Donald Trump, and it appears that Nikki Haley is their nominee. Did the town hall late this week benefit Donald Trump? I think it did. He handled that extraordinarily well. It did yet again get larger ratings than the debate, which was essentially between Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, where they just traded pot shots. DeSantis is not a great debater, but he's a better debater than Nikki Haley. So we then would go to the Nevada contest after New Hampshire. Now, Nevada is interesting. Nevada has a primary, but that primary is a beauty contest. It's a preferential primary, but it does not award delegates. And remember, delegates are who nominate the candidate for president. Therefore, you have the same time as the primary. The state party has determined that they will select their delegates through a caucus system. It's a caucus system that requires organization. It's a caucus system in which it's not even sure at this juncture that Nikki Haley is going to compete. Now we go to what I believe is Trump's firewall. That would be South Carolina. South Carolina, where Donald Trump enjoys the extraordinarily strong support of Governor Henry McMaster and his organization, as well as the lieutenant governor, a large number of those in the Republican establishment. It's interesting that South Carolina is the one state where Trump both dominates the Republican establishment and has an enormous constituency among the America First conservatives outside the Republican structure. So his lead in South Carolina, a state that has a rich military history, I think is durable. The media will try to do everything they possibly can, but the latest polls show Trump leading in Nikki Haley's home state by almost 30 points. This is why the media will endeavor to create this impression of a pro-Nikki Haley surge. I think that is largely, frankly, a confection. So that's how I see this rolling out. I'm entitled to speak more about it as I look at more and more polling information, but I still believe Donald Trump is the man to be. In the meantime, the deep state, the uniparty, the military-industrial complex, call them whatever you like, they are scared to death about Donald Trump. That's because their entire campaign of lawfare, a veritable tsunami of lawfare, has backfired badly with the American people. Now, it's counterintuitive. Normally speaking, when a candidate for public office is charged with a crime, either at the state or the federal level, well, support for their candidacy evaporates, their money evaporates, and they are soon out of the race. I think the attacks on Donald Trump, first in Florida in the so-called documents case, where a judge has previously ruled that under the Presidential Documents Act, that the president of the United States is entitled to do anything he wants with his documents. They actually ruled that Bill Clinton was allowed to keep some of his documents in a sock drawer in his home. The judge in that case, Amy Berman Jackson, the same judge who presided at my Soviet-style show trial. But once again, as we spoke earlier in the show, we have a two-tiered justice system. Then, of course, you have the Georgia proceedings. Big news in the Georgia proceedings this week, where Fannie Wills, the prosecutor for Fulton County, has been exposed as paying her romantic interest boyfriend $645,000, which is actually COVID funding for his prosecution of President Donald Trump and others. This is an extraordinary development that I think undermines the entire South Carolina, the entire Georgia indictment. At the same time, you have extraordinary revelations coming out about additional fraud in the Georgia elections. So if the indictment is premised on the fact that Trump knew that he had lost Georgia and conspired with others to steal a slate of electors, well, that is based on a fundamental premise that I believe may yet be proven false. I don't believe that Trump lost Georgia. We have a situation in Fulton County alone where the state Supreme Court has ordered the county to turn over 150,000 paper ballots for examination because there's a high probability that they're pre-printed fraud, but the county has refused to do so. I saw that Mike Roman, a man I do not know, but who evidently worked for Donald Trump, has moved for dismissal of the charges against him. He's one of those charged with Trump on the basis of this corruption with Fannie Wills. It is just one aspect of this tsunami. In New York now, we have the valuation trial. This one's particularly egregious, where there is no victim, where Letitia James, the Soros-funded state attorney general, is prosecuting Trump, claiming that he overvalued certain assets so that he could borrow money. Money that he borrowed at high interest rates, money which he paid back, money that made the banks $40 million in interest. There are no victims. No one has ever been prosecuted under this law. How coincidental. Today, Judge Engoron, who's overseeing that trial, announced that Trump would not be allowed to make final arguments himself. And as of this moment, I have not heard the final judgment in that case, but Letitia James is trying to fine Donald Trump $370 million and destroy his business enterprise. The American people see through this. Then finally, the hottest parlor game in Washington, D.C., and all the capitals, is the selection of a vice president. This whole idea that Donald Trump is going to take Nikki Haley, folks, that's a fugazi. That's false. That's not true. That is a rumor being fanned by Ron DeSantis. But here's Donald Trump last night.
Who would be in the running for vice president?
Well, I can't tell you that, really. I mean, I know who it's going to be.
Give us a hint.
I'll give you. We'll do another show sometime.
Well, what about any of the people who you've run against? Would you be open to mending fences with any of them?
Oh, sure, I will. I will. I've already started like Christie better.
I don't see it.
That would be an upset. Christie for vice president.
You know,
ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to announce. Now,
I do want to get to this other question before.
There is Donald Trump, who is the ultimate showman, understanding that that little piece of news will always dominate coverage. Now, I've had no conversations with the president about this specific issue. If he has a short list, well, he's keeping it entirely to himself. Hasn't shared it with me, hasn't shared it with anyone I know. But until you see how these contests play out, it's a little hard to determine exactly what you need or require in a running mate, other than someone who is fully qualified to take over the job in the event of an emergency. President Richard Nixon once told me, in selecting a running mate for vice president, don't look for someone who can help you. There is no one who can help you. Just seek someone who will not hurt you. So this remains an open question. If you read online or somebody tells you that Trump is taking Haley, I must tell you, I think that's highly improbable. I don't speak for Donald Trump. I don't claim to. But their worldviews, particularly on foreign policy, are so antithetically different. And then there is the simple question of Nikki Haley breaking her word. She looked Donald Trump in the eye and said that if he ran, she would not run. And now she's not only running, but viciously attacking him. Anyway, this is Roger Stone. It's been my privilege to sit in here for my good friend Alex Jones. I wish you a great weekend, and I can't tell you how much I love being back on InfoWars. In the meantime, folks, please remember to go to the InfoWars.com store, because we got to keep the lights on here. There are many great specials and many great products that keep InfoWars as the tip of the spear when it comes to proselytizing for the truth and our constitutional republic.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
January.